Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs, so their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, our exclusive podcast, the most exclusive thing, or one of the most exclusive things we do. I've been like in a funk today. I just feel like I kind of lost the it factor a little bit today.
Was it from your weekend?
No, I think it's, I think I have a lot of anxiety about this coming weekend. And then towards the end of the show, we kind of got into a little bit what's fucking with me, towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch of people coming in town and my mom, she's, you know, this is a super tough week for her.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just felt like I was. Well, you know what really did fuck me up, Lummy? That bumper fucked me up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That fucked me up.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them.
Two of them.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, my God. That fucked me up. And it's just, I'm in a funk. I'm in a creative. Not a creative, but I just didn't feel like it was a very good, I felt as if I wasn't a very good host today. I felt a little lost today.
Are you feeling fatigued? Like burnt out?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That's probably the best description of all.
Well, you got to get those creative juices flowing again, you know?
Well, as an outsider, I didn't notice much of a difference, which I think is good because obviously your inner experience is a lot different.
But you're not an outsider.
Well, see, I mean, I'm outside of your head. That's what I mean.
That's true. But you're inside the
No, but that's what I'm saying is like.
So you might want to give me a little bit more of a benefit of the doubt than that real outsider, because you're truly an insider. Just outside my stupid
But that's what I'm saying is like sometimes when you think that you're not on your game, you're in your head, you're panicking. But to us, it just seems like you're fine because you're covering it up.
I'm not panicking. I'm disappointed because it's not like I felt like, oh, fuck. If a guy would lose his 3-point shot and, you know, he could not make another basket because he was in his head. I don't think that, you know, I won't be able to put together another good show. I've been doing it too long to panic over a bad show.
Yeah, it's kind of like those baseball players. You know, they can't make that throw from second to first, or the pitchers that can't throw it over anymore.
Hold on. I'm not even trying to be like that.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're not like that. You know, like the basketball, I was just doing a baseball reference.
Man, you're stupid.
I'm sorry. I thought maybe more people, you know.
Maybe you're stupid because I didn't lead you to be smart today, buddy. Usually I can make you, you know, a little better.
Yeah. Well,
I fucked up on you too.
No, I'm sorry. It's my fault. It's not your fault.
It's my fault, not your fault.
Maybe because you didn't go to the gym today.
No, you're right. I missed the gym, but I made it yesterday. I made the gym yesterday, but then my legs still hurt, and so Anna's got me in my Anna's
yeah,
in my
I'm
head.
Mad at you.
Overtrained my legs.
I'm mad at you.
And I was kind of mad that how shitty this fucking shirt looked on TV today.
Oh my God, it was fucking fine.
No, it looks like shit.
It's not like you're wearing like bright orange. You know, look like a fucking clown. It was gray. God,
it sucks though. This is the worst.
Suck.
All right, tomorrow I'll wear a.
So you look a little less tan. Who cares? You look slim as hell.
You know, Bubba, on the phones, there was a guy from 804 that called in and said that he actually thought you looked really good in your shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look thinner than you've ever been in the last what? Since 07. You look fucking amazing. Get over it. You look great. Salt pepper hair, dialed in striations.
Shut up.
Just trying to give you some perspective. Yeah. You're doing great, kid.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Thanks. Sometimes I need a little pep talk, too.
Yeah, now I got you.
And, you know, and Lami, I'm great. You know, we had a horrible day on Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal today. The worst day ever.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, we had a crappy month because we went, you know, we're making the transition over. You know, the month wasn't that good. I just, you know what it probably all comes down to? Because I closed the books out yesterday of the month. You know, and I'm like, you know.
I have high hopes for this month. It's Jimmy Cleavis's birthday month. It's going to be great.
Yeah, but here, I have high hopes too, but we also are taking some time off, which sucks. You know, money-wise, who's that bitch? She's hot as fuck.
Oh, they're talking about me.
She's on fire.
Yeah, I see her.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. Who's that bitch? She's hot as fuck. And Anna goes, oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Oh, yeah,
I've had a couple people on the 199. We're still doing Twitch, right?
Well, I don't know. Like,
people are asking.
Are we doing Rums?
Certainly not Rumble.
See, I thought we were going to embrace the kickness because I thought we were treating the last 199 as kind of a farewell to Twitch, you know?
Yeah, but the kickness.
I know that word had been used.
No, but with the kickness, I think the only way. Well, that's good because the only way you can give money on kickness is.
I don't know if they have.
Do they have?
It's just subs.
It's just subs.
And then Venmo,
so,
Cash App, PayPal.
Yeah, we would have to like, but see, that change really scares me too.
Because you don't get those guys that are giving those hundreds, maybe 30 times. And
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Not to make you more paranoid, but here's the thing. This is what I'm thinking. Since we're kind of like bouncing around a little bit, a lot of people, you know, maybe aren't subscribed to Twitch anymore because we're only doing one show a month there. So I'm like, are a lot of people not even subscribed?
Right. Are they still looking for us over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I don't know.
Or is it just a streaming platform?
I think our world,
Venmo Cash App.
I think that everybody on Twitch knows, like if you're a subscriber on Twitch, you're familiar with the show on where to go get it and find it and how to contribute because, you know, it's a very much a cult like following. Mm-hmm. We don't have, you know. We have a big following. It's just that you also, if you are such a great follower that you're a Twitch subscriber, then I think you've got the bubble world figured out.
Absolutely. There's still going to be some outliers though, like some people who act like they've never used a phone before ever.
Yeah, but so what I'm saying is I do like going over to Kick and saying, don't give us money, you can subscribe, but Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, and try to funnel everybody there because one, we get more money, and two, they get more value for their money.
Right. More of it goes to us.
Yeah. Well, meaning like, okay, like on Twitch, for instance, like
that split, that revenue split.
Well, no, but like in order to buy 10,000 bits, which would be $1,000. Well, if you did that on PayPal, Cash App, and Venmo, that would cost you $1,000. That's it. And we would get like 900 and 88 of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a large percentage of it. And you'd get like a $988, you know, dollar credit to your year-end total, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you bought 100,000 bits on Twitch, first of all, it's going to cost you. I don't even know how much it's going to cost you. And yes, you do get the, you get the, you know, $100,000 credit, but the $1,000 only cost you $1,000 when you gave it to us on Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App. It probably cost you $1,300-$1,400 to buy that $1,000 on Twitch.
Ooh.
You could probably go, hey Alexa, how much does 10,000 bits cost on Twitch?
From moviecultists.com, 10,000 bits equals $100.
I know, but how much does it cost? Alexa, how much does it cost to buy 10,000 bits? On Twitch. Bitch.
Bitch.
Let me bing. Let me bing.
Mine keeps giving me the same stupid thing that it's $100. I know it's not right. So I'm on Twitch now trying to...
Yeah, like if you're
put
on Twitch,
yeah,
and don't fucking buy it.
Oh,
Ashley
no,
will kill
you. Ashley will show up and
she will be down here in a minute with a baseball fucking bat,
oh, yeah,
thinking she's
exactly
hardcore Mick Foley. Kill us. I'm scared of her too.
Throw Lummy off the top of the cell.
No shit. You'll be living with that homeless guy outside.
According to this, it would be it's $40 on the 100.
Yeah, so it's 40 on the 100.
Yeah, that's what it says on this site.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
and it's just been getting worse.
So
that's
hold on,
Anna.
If you want to buy $1,000
worth, for
California
taxes.
I got it.
All right, hold on.
This is an updated. So on 10,000 bits, it's $126.
So $126. So that's going to cost you $126
to send
us. Meanwhile, it cost you $12 to do it on Venmo. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. I forget what the percentage is, like 1 or 2%. It's super low.
Yeah.
On Venmo,
I thought
PayPal,
it maxes
and Cash
out at $10.
It might.
Or 12.
It very well might. And so it's going to cost you
$126.
$126 if you did it on Twitch. It's going to cost you $12 if you did it on Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, which means you get that much more for your money.
Mm-hmm. And we do too.
And we obviously do too. So we need to probably talk this through. Do we do it on Kick? I mean, like, I don't know.
Did you know some of those guys on that Friday will be giving a lot of subs out?
Wait, why can't we not do it on Rumble? Did we?
Well,
I feel like it's more, I mean, for a $1.99, it's a little more fluid to have just one platform, I think.
I agree.
And Rumble still, they're kind of tinkering with their apps of giving money on the apps, and that's how a lot of people listen to it. And
yeah, and the music deal. No, I think I mean
or Kick.
Yeah, exactly. Do we do Twitch or Kick? And I think I say fuck it. We go to Kick.
I like the Kick idea, and I wanted to kind of tie this in. We can talk about it at a later date if you don't want to talk about it now. But do you have a favorite for the morning show? I know we've been doing the Kick and Rumble combo for a while, and you've been herding people over to Kick. I like Kick. They still have to update it, but I mean, what are your feelings on that?
I like them, keep them, because neither one makes you be exclusive.
Absolutely.
I like doing it on both.
Mm-hmm.
Kick and Rumble. Like that's like they're almost one in its own.
And I feel like having a $1.99 on Kick is another way to remind people, like, hey, this is also where you can find the morning show for the people who don't already know.
I don't, you mean Kick?
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think Rumble, I don't think a $1.99 on Rumble is doable. I think the music could be a problem.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know. But it's, you know.
Yeah, but like Rick kind of said, you know, doing a Kick over there, the people that may...
I mean, doing a $1.99
on Kick. Yeah.
On Kick. Doing a Kick over there.
Almost like reminding them, like, hey, you can also come here. And then maybe they get that subscription and then they're built into it. Maybe they don't listen on Kick because I don't want to, you know, at that time give it. But, you know, our fans give them that subscription and then they'll just keep subscribing.
Yeah, some of them get to see a $1.99 on Kick. Maybe it's their first time logging on to Kick and they're like, man, I like this because of how similar it is to Twitch.
Yeah, they have to go and download it. Like, they have to sign up for it just to watch the $1.99. And then once they're there, they're hooked.
Well, if we do a $1.99 at Kick, we don't make it I don't think we make it chat would be subs only. We would just open it up for everybody.
Maybe the first one, first or second one.
No, we do that for all. We do that for Twitch as
okay.
well.
Oh, okay.
But it'll be a way for people to give some subs and you know, people that are watching Kick would be like, oh, okay. It's the same premise of when we first started Twitch. And you know, Larry Bueller and those guys would throw out some subs. And then we actually got some fans that way that got a free sub and went back and watched the shows, older shows. And, you know, so I'm saying Kick. I'm saying we do Bubba 199 on Kick.
Yeah, I like the Kick idea too. You would just mention the gifted subs, and that's another thing is that if people are gifting subs to keep a hype train going on Twitch, well, those subs aren't going to get very much use because we just aren't over there. So if you gift a sub on 199 on Kick, people can use that sub to watch the morning show without ads and all that good stuff.
And do you know Twitch is they so don't give a fuck. We were, I think the in the top 150. We were in the top 150 of all Twitchers.
Ooh.
Okay. Now that's pretty. Well, here. Hey Alexa, how many total Twitch users are there?
Here is what I found. From monetizemore.com, Twitch currently has more than 15 million daily active users.
There you go. So out of 15 million, wouldn't that put us in the top 1%?
Yeah.
If you're 115, it might put you in the top more than that, you mathematicians out there. If you're 150th and they have 15 million... 15 million divided by 150. 150 divided by 15 million.
I wish we had Dan here now.
That puts you in the top 0.0001%.
Pretty strong.
So if you're out of 15 million people, you're in the top 150, and now you've gone dark for the most part. Like, because, you know, compared to what they see our daily numbers.
Sure.
And they saw, wouldn't you... If you cared, if you got a streamer that's made you over $1 million, wouldn't you be reaching out to them via email or somebody saying, "Hey, we've noticed you've not been on Twitch for a while. Everything okay?" They don't give a fuck.
It's crazy.
They don't give a fuck because they're owned by Amazon. Supposedly, they've been hemorrhaging money. Supposedly, Twitch has been hemorrhaging money, and they just put a new president in charge, and supposedly he flew to like Texas and met with like some of the best, the highest, the most popular Twitchers in all of Texas. They had like a little dinner or something like that, and supposedly he's coming to Florida.
Oh,
I got inside information from my inside Twitcher says that the guy's coming to Florida. I'm like, I don't even want to fucking meet with the guy.
You want to meet if he wanted, like, you up?
Well, I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe that ship has already sailed just because because Kick is so much more user-friendly and doesn't fuck the content, the creator as bad. I mean, Kick gives you 95% of the money, and Twitch gives you 50% of the money. I mean, just that on its face, economic-wise... Business-wise.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, a lot of people have defected. And maybe the final defection is next Friday's Bubba 199 will be on Kick. We'll try it over there.
It'll be interesting. I don't
know, we probably need to do a show vote. Macho Man doesn't count. He doesn't fucking even talk. So over there wiring shit up. Tank top on. Fucking 62 degrees in there. You motherfuckers better put that air back to where you found it when you leave. My power bill. I feel like Bubba Krabs.
Ooh, yeah.
My power bill since I hired this new guy has doubled. Oh, yeah. He like, Red, you got to wear a jacket over there, a parka?
Some mornings, to be honest with you.
He's got that shit. Fuck. I think he likes it colder than me.
It's like a 7-Eleven beer cooler in here.
He's all like in what, like a tiny little shirt?
He's barely got any clothes on. He's barely got any clothes on, like gym shorts and like this fucking, you know, tank top that a bodybuilder would wear.
Traps out, rock hard nips,
doing supersets between wiring shit up.
Got to.
Fuck.
He's not eating any cake either.
No, he's not eating any cake. He's got fucking protein shakes on deck. He's got he's got pre-made proteins. So Lummy, what would be, now there's no wrong or right answer. What would be your vote?
I say we start try a kick.
So you're saying the next Bubba 199 is kick only?
Yeah.
Anna Hummel, over to you.
I am down for kick, although I've been, and I'm going to talk to Reddit about this after the show, but I cannot get kick on my computer.
What?
Yeah.
What does it say?
It's just, it will not allow me to search for the show. Like I'll press search and then it just loads forever and I log out, log back in. But it sounds like kick is the best, but I haven't been able to use it yet, so.
Well, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I don't know if it's.
It's probably your computer.
Yeah.
Lummy will fix it. You know, when Lummy has to fix shit, we're really fucked.
Yeah, if someone could take a look at it, I don't know what else to do.
Lummy, you are smarter than you, but then you give off.
Oh, thank you.
Brett, what do you think?
I'll throw a vote in for kick. I think it has the most upside, and it has the best potential to bring more eyes to the morning show.
Yeah.
Done.
Does Mach have, I don't know if his slate's on or he can just give you some type of maybe Neanderthal, gorilla-like grunt?
What do you think, Mach? You have a preference?
Yeah, I think I don't know nothing about it. Yeah.
No, that's exactly what he said. That's what his face just told me.
I'm just trying to get Bubba to fix the next gen. Yeah, dig it. Woo, yeah. Fuck it. I just got a new TV. Oh yeah, I'm just trying to get this TV hung by bid rag. Yeah,
thinking.
I'm in a very vicarious situation. I'd rather not be in. Lummy, we gotta get Big Red over here to do some TV hanging.
Oh, okay.
I gotta figure out what day
he's free.
Yeah, what day he's free? What day I'm free?
Macho's free.
What day Macho's free? I don't know if I don't even need Macho here.
Long as he
just tells me what he needs. If he could just tell me what he needs. Any word about Tuck, what he's doing? Like, I feel as if, see, Don Lemon went out and is like going out and doing all these galas and no pun intended.
Going on,
no pun intended.
Going on vacay.
Going on vacay with his husband and doing all kinds of shit. Going on gay K. And you haven't heard shit from Tucker.
He's probably down in Boca Grande, Gasparilla Island, just fishing.
Which probably shows you who's desperate and who's not, right? Don Lemon probably doesn't have near the financial worth that Tucker does.
I don't think Don Lemon is desperate.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I think he's fooled himself.
How much is Don Lemon worth?
Don Lemon is worth an estimated $12 million U.S. dollars.
Shit.
I mean, that's fine.
But that's way inflated. They say I'm worth five, maybe four now. Please. I'm not worth nothing.
Yeah, because they give Tucker an estimated net worth of $520
million. Whoa, yeah. Hey.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck.
He just bought a fucking house on Gasparilla Island, which is probably, a couple, what, $5
million? Yeah. 5.5. Well, he had one, and then he bought the one next door to him, and rumor has it that's where he's going to put his studios. He's already, his big house in Maine is already configured with studios. He has this really, really badass barn or detached facility from in his very wilderness-like Maine place. And supposedly, you open it up and it's like unfucking believable. It's like that's where his Fox News set, one of them, was located. Then he had another studio in D.C., and or he would do his show from the Fox studios in D.C. That's what I meant. Fox had studios in D.C. where he did the majority of his stuff when he lived in D.C. Then he had his main house with studios. And so the house that he, and I think, Lummy, that he's now going to, he sold his house in D.C. After those people were, remember those people went and protested on his.
Yeah, right outside of it.
Sold that, started relocating to Florida a little bit. I think they set some temporary shit up in his existing house. That's where he's doing a lot of the show. But he bought the house beside him because they're saying that he's going to gut it and make it like Maine and have his own bona fide. He have two different studios. But you know, I don't think you have to have near the elaborate setup to do what he potentially might do as you do is when you're doing live network television. Now, was it live?
Yeah.
Was it live or was it taped?
His Fox show?
Yeah.
It was live, but it had like a small delay. Because then when Hannity would come on, he would sync up and Hannity's live.
Oh, okay. So and I think that Tuck goes and does, like, I think the easiest thing would be just to offer the Tucker show on Daily Caller. Really, really maybe gloss up Daily Caller a little bit. But Daily Caller already has some existing stuff that they do, some documentaries and some things like that. So maybe he just ends up on Daily Caller.
Well, he'd have to go, I mean, back there. But I think he's going to do it on TuckerCarlson.com probably, because for the beginning, because if you go on there, he has his videos with his originals and all that kind of stuff now.
Oh, you know, there you go. Or TuckerCarlson.com.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe just let Daily Caller continue to be Daily Caller. And, well, you know, because I think he has some investors in Daily Caller. I don't think he owns it all.
No, he gave up his shares when he went to Fox.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, so he didn't have like a conflict in a news?
Fox kind of told him, like, you gotta give it up.
Oh, there you go. Then fuck Daily Caller. It goes right to TuckerCarlson.com.
Yeah, because he has his originals up there, and it looks like it's already starting to get some new stuff put up there compared to the Daily Caller. Well, have you watched any of his originals?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Like with Kid Rock and shit like that?
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of more Fox, but he has like, you know, the Canada one that he did in April, and then Let Him Eat Bugs. He started doing a little more documentary kind of stuff.
Where do I go here?
If you scroll down, there's like one or two of them that he has there now.
Let Him Eat Bugs. Tucker Carlson original. First look at Tucker. Which one would you suggest I
get? Bugs!
Sorry.
Yeah. Was that an outburst? Sorry.
I just want to see the bugs.
Your excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, but we are in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution, which accelerates global change.
Bugs.
Global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected. It means investing into a greener and therefore more sustainable economy. Climate change can lead to an extinction of large parts of our global population.
Would you give edible insects a try to save the planet?
No!
No way.
Ew. Anna,
you'd probably eat chicken before a bug.
Fucking 1,000%.
For real.
I'll eat a pig. A cow, a chicken, turkey.
Give me a quarter pounder with cheese before a cricket.
1,000%.
A fucking cockroach.
I ain't eating bugs. Ew.
How about you eating the bugs?
Insects may be on our menu.
Bugs for dinner.
Eating insects.
In a couple of years, business could well be hopping.
Do the people in charge really want us to eat bugs?
Ancient elites were
conspiracy people. They invent anything you can think of. But
now, is this just is this a tease?
It's a tease.
Yeah, yeah. It's not very long. As you can see.
It's complete nonsense.
This is a tease for the larger
segment called, you know, bugs.
It's called insect. This is an insect protein.
It's behind, yeah, it's behind
just
paywall.
Been approved by the EU.
Klaus Schwab said,
"We have infiltrated the governments of the Netherlands," and it's really
quite open. Huh?
Maybe. I don't want to say this on.
But she's a hottie.
No.
Oh.
Maybe I should get a hold of Tucker about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
He's open about it. So no conspiracy theory.
Oh.
Whatsoever.
Nobody forces people to eat insects.
Voor miljoenen mensen ter wereld voor de dagelijkse voedselvoorziening. Onze overheid heeft zich gekeerd tegen haar eigen bevolking. En zo is het. En leef in de vrijheid. Dank u wel.
I'm Nicole Kidman, and I am going to eat a four-course meal of bugs.
You nasty bitch. Nasty!
I will not eat the bugs. I will not eat the bugs.
How about I like meat?
I mean, if you want to eat bugs, but that's nasty.
A first look at Tucker Carlson's original O Canada. Now, we got him many a times talking shit about Canada, don't we?
Yeah.
Does he not genuinely like Canada?
He always used to, you know, obviously joke about it. Then, you know, he called him out on it a couple of times. He's like, oh, you know, it's just jokes. But
jokes,
maybe he doesn't like Canada. Because his whole thing was that since he lived in Maine and had his house in Maine and all that other stuff, like he's like, you know, I know how they are.
Tucker Carlson originals. Tucker Carlson's keynote at the family Leadership Summit, Patriot Purge Document Part 3, Patriot Purge 2, Patriot Purge 1.
See, now, those are older ones, and I believe those are ones outside the Fox, because he was putting some of these on Fox, but if you look now, they don't have anything Fox like the older ones do. But the last two, if you notice, he just says Tucker Carlson Originals, and those are the two that he has kind of up top.
Battle for the Border, Biden Incorporated Part 1. Scam, bankrupt fraud, the story of FTX. Now, let me just see how long these are. These are...
Yeah, they're always trailers.
These are just trailers, yeah. Right? And then you got, and then if you're a member of TuckerCarlson.com, then you can watch the...
Well, a lot of these were behind the Fox Nation paywall. So he was like teasing them on his page. But from the two that were up there, according to the research, he's putting them behind some kind of paywall that you can watch them, you know, without having to go to Fox.
Oh, Tucker's selling some merch now, too. Tucker playing cards, quarter zip pullover, socks, men's polo. If they just had a black t-shirt, I'd buy one, but they don't. Do they have anything else? I mean,
Tucker playing cards.
I know. Come on, oh, man.
Look at that. The little koozies is like you. $20.
Oh, my God.
I think that's
socks? I want to see socks.
Koozies. Are they $20?
Yeah, it's a $20.
Set of two, though.
You get two koozies for 20?
Yeah, that's fucked up. I mean, I think our koozies are what? I think $3.99 or $4.99.
So anyone bitching about it, I mean, come on.
Don't you get them for free? Don't we sometimes throw them in for free with some orders?
Sometimes a crick will throw, if a person has a pretty big order, she'll throw a kooz in there.
How much are the socks?
Oh, God, let me
see. Right there. Yeah.
$40.
$25.
For
Tucker socks. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oh, my God.
85, though.
Tuck.
Tucker
Come on,
T-ball.
Man.
Yeah, Tuck, you're gouging the shit out of people, buddy.
For these fucking socks.
Videos. Tucker speaks to men implicated in the Jussie Smollett. Oh, those two.
Bros.
Oh, and by the way, I love those guys.
Yeah, they're funny.
Yeah. So do you think everything goes here eventually?
Yeah, that's what it's looking like from the different stuff I've been trying to keep up on Tuck. And then if you sign up on his website, which I did, they kind of tell you like, hey, there's this new thing on TuckerCarlson.com.
Hello? You're on the podcast. We usually don't take phone calls, but you're on it. Hello?
Good call.
Great call. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
I'm already fucked up in the head. And now you're fucking with me.
Oh, they're calling back again.
Done fucking with
Jesus.
Me. Fucking with
Hello?
Hey, Bubba.
Hey.
Hey, I never really wanted to bring this up on the show, but with all this talk about Tizzy at the end of the main show, I've always wondered, what is the end game of the parents? What are they trying to do with Tizzy by keeping him away from you?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. Like,
is it?
And I'm being like, I'm like, I'm
under their number or their team, their race team. Are they trying to fast track him and, you know, in a NASCAR and then, and, you know, get the benefits or rewards of, you know, hey,
no,
son-in-law or
they don't have
whatever.
any, they don't have any money. No, you only get fast tracked into NASCAR if you can. NASCAR's now, you know, it's rent a ride. You have to have, you know, $3 or $4 million if you're going to make it into NASCAR, period. And I have as large of a connection into NASCAR as anybody. And Tony sat me down 3 or 4 years ago. He's like, listen, bud, no, it's strictly business. And I'm not mad at Tony one bit. He's like, you know, it's no longer where you put necessarily the best driver. It's who brings the sponsorship dollars and the money. It's a business. And you know, so I get it. Like, I totally get it.
I'm confused as to where the turning point was with them. I mean, weren't you cool with the parents before all of this?
Very, very.
And then just the one incident at the track just turned them against you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's unfortunate, Bubba. Well, I'm sorry. As a parent myself, I just, you know, want you to know, keep trying, keep digging. He'll come back around.
Appreciate your words, my friend. Thank you so much.
Have a good one, Bubba.
I did confirm with Mario from Reno. I'm going to have lunch with him.
Oh, nice.
You know, the guy that went through hell?
Yeah.
With his
daughter.
Did you guys see Chris Nocco completely fucked up?
The MS-13 bullshit?
Yeah, he completely fucked up. Like, I went on and did some more investigating on that. That's the sheriff from Pasco County, and he had this thing that happened over last week, and it's where this guy, he was a super cool dude. This guy's like, what was he, 40 or something?
Mid-40s.
Yeah, and he was a super, super great guy, and he was had a fiance or a girlfriend, and he was trying to, you know, make an extra money, and he was doing Uber Eats, and he had texted his girlfriend like at 7 o'clock and said, hey, I got one more delivery to do, and then I'll be coming home. And so at 7:23, she texted him or something like that, maybe 8, and it's like, hey, I haven't heard from you. You know, you're never heard from him. She then calls a missing persons report on that night. Thank God.
Well, she started pinging, because I looked at that too, because, I mean, it's a fucking crazy story.
I mean, if Grady would have done the PR on that.
Oh, that.
So how did he fuck up?
He didn't like explain it. Like, they turn the camera, like it shows him on the Ring camera for a little bit, and then the Ring camera goes dead, and that's when the guy pulled him in and just absolutely killed him.
Yeah, he dismembered him. I think one of their signature moves is to cut people into 13 pieces, you know, hence the MS-13.
Oh, really?
But then I think they were also on camera, him, the murderer, and also another person, and they were dumping his body in, like, the dumpster behind the house.
Right. Yeah, there was a roommate. They had a roommate.
The roommate's the one that told the cops all the information. He didn't even know. The roommate didn't even know.
He said the house started to smell.
He didn't know? So he's just, like, helping him take out the trash? He's like, why is this?
No, the roommate didn't help. The roommate didn't help.
Kill, or
I don't think the roommate even moved any.
No,
any of the
so
bags.
It was the driver, his dad, the MS-13 guy, hired a guy to drive his son, the guy that killed, to drive him from work and back, because he wasn't able to drive.
Wait, what?
The dad of the MS-13 guy.
Yeah,
hired a driver to drive his son from work and home.
So then who helped him dispose the
driver,
the body?
Because
the driver.
The roommate started complaining that there was a really bad smell in the house.
Can you imagine living with that guy?
So the driver helped him take the bags, to the trash, not knowing what it was.
So basically, here's in this podcasting world that we're doing now. Pasco County is not too... Pasco County is just north of Tampa, and it's kind of... It's very white trashy.
Yeah.
Very white trashy. If you're listening to this podcast, you all know wherever you live, there's probably where you live, and then there's a place that's not too far from your house. Every community has a white trashy part. Like, Anna, there's probably a white trashy part of San Diego, is there not?
Not really. Sure, yes. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. It's just no one's really white there anymore, Bubba. I'm sorry to tell you.
Spanish car.
All right, so let me ask you a question. I'll rephrase
no one's
it.
White.
Anna, is there a trashier part of San Diego?
Yes.
Not white trashier, but
Chula Vista is
trash. Okay. So anybody that's listened to this, man, there's a trashy part of town. And maybe even a county, if you will. Well, Pasco County is kind of that way. And a lot of people from like New Jersey and, you know, New York, and they don't necessarily migrate to Hillsborough or Pinellas counties, which is where St. Pete and Tampa and those cities that you hear of are from, and Clearwater. They go to Pasco County, which is Newport Richey, you know, Hudson, things like that. And so this guy, he's an Uber driver. He's just Ubering. He goes to make
Uber Eats.
He's Uber eating. He texts his girlfriend, says, hey, I'll be home in a little bit doing my last order. She doesn't hear from him. What happened is he went and turned in, you know, he went and delivered this food to this guy.
What do you think he ordered?
I don't know what the guy ordered.
Chick-fil-A.
But the guy was just released. He's part of the MS-13 gang, and he was just released from, oddly enough, Indiana.
Of course.
So he relocated from Indiana down here to Pasco County. When Indiana's not white trash enough for you, move to fucking Pasco County, buddy.
Yes, sir.
And so this guy, this MS-13 fucking white trash from Indiana dude who just got out of prison, tries to rob the Uber Eats guy. And in doing, while trying to rob him, he fucking grabs him, brings him into the house, then stabs him. Mm-hmm. And dismembers him. And then gets his buddy, who's his driver, because he can't drive, to help cut up the body and put it in the trash bag.
The driver didn't help cut up. The guy did himself. The driver actually didn't know anything either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
the driver, he probably ended up driving this guy to dump the body. Right? Did the driver have anything to do with it, the transportation of the dead body?
He just helped him take it outside and put it by the trash cans.
Oh, he didn't know what it was necessarily.
Yeah.
You better hope he fucking didn't know what he did. So meanwhile, the Pasco County Sheriff's Department, they start doing their research. They find the last place that this guy's, the Uber driver's cell phone pinged from. They narrow it down and they go to the house. And the roommate answers the door, and he's truly innocent. He doesn't know what's going on, but he lets him into the house because he's like, they're like, can we search the house? Like, yeah, sure. You know, I mean, I wouldn't probably recommend letting the cops search your house unless you know that you fucking are 100% cool. If we're searching your house because we think you may have killed somebody. Well, mm-hmm. If you know you didn't fucking kill somebody, all you got's a little weed there in the corner. Well, So anyway, they go in I think the bad guy was gone. Was he not, Lemmy?
Yeah, he was gone.
He was gone.
Looking for it.
But they found the bad guy, did they not?
Yes, they did.
And so Chris Nocco, the sheriff.
Oh, he played not guilty.
Chris Nocco, the sheriff, like has this case case that everybody would love to hear told correctly. And I watched the press conference and I can't even really fucking follow along.
You didn't shit the bed.
I'm not talking shit about Chris Nocco. I'm just saying that, Jesus, what a fucking horrific case. You start out you say goodbye to your fiance or your girlfriend, and you're just Uber eating. Who would ever thought that would be a problem?
I know. It's just a freak thing.
Like, what the fuck is our society? Like, what the fuck kind of world are we living in?
This was MS-13, man.
I don't give a fuck if you're MS-13.
Well, yeah, no shit, but that's just how they roll.
Yeah, but like...
they're sickos!
Like, hey, MS-13, you just got out of what are you fucking thinking, you dumbass? You just got out of prison. You just got out of fucking prison. And now you're going to rob the Uber Eats guy?
Like, what was the game plan there? Like, why did you do it? Are you trying to prove something?
Do you need money that bad? Like what the fuck?
You just had an urge and you just rolled with it? Like,
yeah, like are you that uncontrollable?
Yeah.
That you can't, you know.
Yeah, and it would make more sense if it was like, not that it would be better, but it would make more sense if it was a personal grievance, like the guy fucked him over. It was just a random act of violence. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Just like you're such a fucking violent person that the guy delivering your food who might have $40 on him, I don't know.
Just rob the guy. Why you gotta fucking like dismember him?
Yeah, just rob the guy.
The fuck you do?
I mean, what if? I mean, are you? I've had some uncontrolled situations in my life, but I've never been so far out of fucking control that I could not control my emotions and anger to the point where I wanted to just kill the Uber Eats guy.
Jesus.
Man, I'm so fucking
mad. That's like maybe one of the only people you're happy to see.
Yeah. That's the guy like, you know, when I did Uber Eats, man, for the 2 or 3 weeks I did it, man, most of the people, honest to God, are fucking high and they are so happy. Like if you get it there really fast, they're so happy. I would
see them peeking out the window.
I would get the biggest. Sometimes, Anna, they would be waiting. Like if it was an apartment complex, they would be waiting on the curb to save you the walk to have to go up to the apartment.
God bless them.
They want to be like, hey man, you Uber? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I'm Mr. Johnson. Oh, okay, here's your order. And they would be so fucking happy. And I really proud, when I was an Uber Eats driver for the 2 weeks, I really prided, whatever. I was really
prided yourself on.
I really
on.
Prided myself on, like, good I would try service. To get it as fast as I could.
Yeah.
And like I and Lummy and I would have the merch quick with me, and I would fucking have her like literally, and I told her, I said, hey, instead of walk to the door, if you just kind of
look, trot
just a little trot, that we'll get more tips because they think that you're really trying. Oh, yeah, trying.
And you got big jugs.
And you got big titties. Poor. Can you imagine if I'm at Uber Eats? Next thing you know, MS-13 grabs my girl, fucking chopping her up. I'm like, the fuck?
The fucking do.
Damn, I liked her. She had big tits. Who's gonna clean my house? Who's gonna blow me?
I liked her.
I would. I mean, I'd have my fucking gun out. I mean, Blitz, I'm telling you right now, Lummy, if I was to go be Uber guy again, I'd fucking be strapped.
Oh, definitely.
Fuck
gotta
yeah.
Be.
And in Florida now, you can strap up without a fucking license.
Oh,
don't
like,
call me out,
like brother. Narco's not happy with Indiana because it looks like that guy stabbed some people in Indiana
fuck?
Prison, and Indiana released him, and he's like,
yeah, well, Indiana sucks.
What?
Whoa.
Hey, Bubba.
Indiana's got some real. Indiana's got some real fucked up.
Do you know
people.
What you just said?
Yeah, Indiana sucks. When it comes to the government of Indiana, they are fucking horrible.
Right, but Warsaw, like Indiana,
Warsaw, that's God's country. So I never ever felt threatened. Ever. I went to some shady parts of like Tampa, like Lummy, like you know. Kind of over by your house.
Where the numbers start.
There's some shady parts of Tampa that I went to.
Yeah, East Tampa.
And then
I'll
tell you another
scary.
Couple shady parts is down by McDill. There's some shady parts
down.
Fuck yeah.
What do they call that? SOG, South of Gandy. Apparently it's a thing.
Man,
my friend just moved there. She told me about
Port
it.
Port Tampa?
Yeah, SOG.
Is you know, your friend just moved there and she's saying it's a shithole?
No, she lives in a nice place, but she is surrounded by maybe not a great place. But she lives in, I'll just say Ballast Point.
So here's the thing about Ballast Point is you literally could have a family that just bought one of these fucking shitholes and tore it, bought yeah. two shitholes and tore it down. And they got a $300,000 fucking, you know, three-story yippee-o next to literally a fucking crack house.
Right.
That's the way South Tampa is.
Yeah, SOG.
South of Gandy.
Right. It's a thing.
Oh, yeah. One time I had one bad, probably one of the bad, one of the, I didn't have a lot of bad of experiences on Uber Eats, but one of the worst was, so me and the merch quick get this order that flashes up on my Uber, McDonald's in SOG, South of Gandy.
Right. God.
So I go pick up the McDonald's and, you know, you don't really check, like, because the food's sealed. You know, they seal it with a sticker.
Right.
And so, you know, you don't open it up and check if the guy's is fries or McNuggets. Like, you're not supposed to touch it.
Right.
So I had this other red bag that Uber sent me that I would put and it was kind of just like a little duffel bag kind of deal, but it had an Uber logo on it. And so I would take their sealed food and then go ahead and put it in my duffel bag, which looks even cooler. Like there's something, you know, when you roll up to a person's house and you hand them the McDonald's bag, that's one thing. But if they get just, this is pure aesthetics. But Anna, if I open up my duffel bag and I grab, doesn't that even look like it's even more like cleanly?
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You seem more legit.
Yeah, yeah. So if I take my duffel bag, much like a Domino's pizza guy, when he comes and delivers, mm-hmm. he gets it out of that little fucking hot container right? Mm-hmm. You don't see him at the door necessarily with the fucking just the box of pizza. They get it out of one of those little hot container gimmicks. Well, Uber Eats had one of these little duffel bags that was like foil, so it was supposed to, I don't know if it kept anything any hotter or not. So I never checked to see if McDonald's fucked up on the order. So I go,
that's not your job. Your job is just to deliver the fucking food.
Oh yeah. So I go and deliver it to the guy, South of Gandy, a piece of shit guy.
S.O.G. Just, motherfucker.
Yeah, like he was a fucking asshole. He's like, about time. And literally, I was 22 minutes. 22 minutes from the time that he put his order in to the time I got his food to him was 22 minutes.
That's nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Half of
If you're so worried about time, why don't you go there yourself?
So I gave him the food. He didn't say thank you or nothing.
Actually interacted with a lot of people. Most people just have you leave it on their door.
No, in this case, this guy was waiting for it.
All right.
Gave it to him. And then I get a thing on an alert that he had refused the order and I was not getting my delivery fee or like, guess you get a. And it was during, I would only go Uber Eats during peak time. So they would do like a plus $2.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get like a.
Little bump.
Get a little bump. So it was like a $11 delivery for me, and I got it all taken away because he said it was fucked up or I fucked up.
So when they
up.
Refuse it, I mean, they still just keep it, obviously. No,
they eat it. They eat the fuck out of it. But there is something, an item, and it gives you a reason why. It says an item was missing. And you get fucked. You completely get fucked.
That's terrible.
You know, and that only happened to me twice.
You should just get credit. You know, you shouldn't take away from the delivery driver's wages, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it should come out of Uber Eats' pocket. Not it shouldn't be taken out of the delivery driver's.
The problem we have here at the studio is I think that Uber drivers, I think there's like this imaginary GPS circle around the airport, and you cannot be in that circle. Like, they just don't want people driving around the airport trying to get a fare because they don't want you, you know, just driving around the airport right. So you can get a fare because it congests the airport and stuff like that.
Sure.
So you have to figure out what I think the studios and right around here in Lummi is right outside the circle.
Yeah.
And they all just fucking, well, up until a couple months ago when they fenced in the area across the street, that was like a goddamn Uber parking lot.
Sure was.
And then next door at AAA, they had such a problem, they actually finally put a chain up, but now we got homeless people living here.
Yeah, we do.
God.
What do you do for a home? Are you supposed
kick
to?
Them.
kick them?
Anna, am I just supposed to roll up. Over and kick the guy? Hi, what's your name? I'm Jim and I'm homeless.
I'll start kicking you.
It's a power move. You got to establish control.
Start just fucking. Hold on.
Place much longer.
Well, I mean, you in pro wrestling when the boys start laying the boots to you?
Yeah,
do me, you, and Red and
stomping them
me, you, Red, Anna, because she can get a couple little. She's like, after we get, you know, Anna, if we had him kicked out, you'd go there and go one last. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I'd be the yeah extra.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, Mach. Dan will want to be there with his Versace.
Mach will hit him with the elbow drop from the Mach top of the storage
him.
Container.
Yeah.
From the wall.
Mach, yeah. Mach will get up in the tree and come with a flying fucking elbow. Dan,
oh, yeah.
Dan will have his fucking snakeskin cowboy boots on so he can give the guy a real good stomping. And we just go,
yeah.
do we literally just go over there, let me, and start laying the boots to him? Just fucking, just start.
I guess so. Laying, I mean, that's what Paul wants to do.
I'm laying the goddamn boots to the guy.
What's he going to do? Go home and cry about it?
Yeah, he is home.
No,
yeah.
But he will burn our building down the next day.
Yeah. Fuck with the goods.
That's what I'm afraid of, Lummi, is that we can't really fucking be mean to the homeless around here because we have goats and what, I mean, they
what if they eat them?
Well, I mean,
that's what I'm nervous
not,
about.
Not
you know.
Eat them, but like, what if they
stab them?
Did he come back? There's going to be goddamn
luau. What if he's only one night?
But
But, no, because you know those guys can get hopped up on drugs. Next thing you know, they think the goat is Satan and talking to them. And
and what that homeless guy doesn't realize is that when those goats think they have somebody that's nearby, they associate people with food.
Yes.
So when they see somebody, like boy, I've been over here on a Sunday before or a Saturday. We leave on Friday. Now they don't see Lummy till Sunday, so they kind of know. They have kind of an internal clock.
Yeah, they do.
So they know, Lummy, that when they see you on Friday, that they're going to see you again on Sunday for your goat report, right?
Yep.
Well, I've been here many a times on Saturday, and as soon as they see me, they start going fucking crazy because they think they can talk me into some food. Like, meh, yep. Meh, meh. They go, fuck. Well, when they see that goat, that homeless dude over there, don't think they're not greasing him for some shit.
And he just wants to shut him up, probably.
And he doesn't want to end. Don't think he doesn't want to smell their shit.
Because
he's on the other side. He's literally, here's what Lummy's most scared about. He's literally on the other side of the goat shanty.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing separating this fucking homeless dude and the goat shanty is a fence.
Yep.
Thank God with a privacy tarp on it.
Yeah, I put that back down with some more.
Do we need some more?
Yeah, I got some zip ties I'm going to bring tomorrow.
No, do we need some more tarp?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to replace a little bit of the tarp because it looks like it ripped somehow. Moved from the wind.
Yeah. Let me know.
I will.
We need to buy. I mean, that stuff's expensive, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll just get one of those cheap tarps for now.
Yeah, maybe we just
kick the homeless guy out.
Yeah. But I do like having that area tarped because I don't like people fucking looking back here and seeing our business.
Yeah, no, fuck them. And now this guy's way too close. There's a whole other spot that he could be sitting in.
Yeah, there's a whole other fucking city. City of Tampa.
Yeah. The fucking Jane Castor, get on your fucking job, bitch.
What is the ruling for homeless people? Like, is it illegal to be homeless? Is it illegal?
Bitch, I don't know.
I mean, like, you know, like, does this guy have any rights to live on... In a wooded area in the city of Tampa? Like, I don't know that you have any. I don't necessarily know that you can legally make the guy leave. I know. We don't own that property. It's a city easement. The city of Tampa owns it.
I don't know what the rules are, Bubs. Thankfully, I'm not there yet.
I know what the rules are. All of Bella's shit. All of Bella's shit. It's gonna be when I bring her here, Lummy, and she fucking lays her turd. I'm gonna tell the merch crick to start putting it in a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, first of all, store it over there in that corner, Lummy. So maybe they'll get a nice big whiff of it, you know, a big bucket of shit. And then maybe it just might happen to go over. Oops.
The problem is though, he probably smells like shit, so he probably won't smell it.
That's true.
I mean, but that when we throw it over there.
You don't think he'll notice all the poop in his grocery cart?
Well, he doesn't have a grocery cart.
Sleeping bag? Sorry.
He looks like he has like a little push cart, though.
Yeah, that's sort of homeless.
Yeah. Lummy, can I give you a camera one of these days and you go over and do a Lummy investigates?
There you go.
Yeah.
Lummy, you're the biggest guy here, even though you're the biggest pussy per capita.
Bring Bella. Have the mean dog advantage.
Oh, a fucking pit bull advantage.
Yeah.
Think about Bella. As soon as she sees it, she want to be his friend. Bitch won't even be mean when she's supposed to be mean.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to do anything to the homeless people because they're dirty.
We're not asking you to be involved in an operation.
They're
fucking
dirty.
Flush out the his homeless.
Dr. Dan will be all about
his homeless relocation.
Too much OCD.
Yeah.
To interact with them.
Because you know, Dr. Dan was wanted to throw firecrackers at the guy that was in his spot.
That's also another idea.
Thank God. I will tell you, out of everything around here, though, we have the most fortress-like facility.
Yes,
for sure.
You know, we got the best gate. We have cement.
The best car lift.
We got the... You're the fucking bitch. We got the best car lift. You know we're the only people in the neighborhood who's got straight hillbilly car lift.
We got the best pond.
We don't, that pond over there, Lummy, fucking kicks our pond's ass.
Yeah,
that real nice one.
Yeah.
That's a badass pond.
It is.
Now, Lummy, did the rain at all help?
Yeah, we got an inch.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, the palm tree's still exposed, so that's my gauge right now, is if the palm tree goes under.
I don't even know what fucking you're talking about. After the podcast, you want to go out and show me?
Yeah. We'll go out there, and I'll show you the homeless guy. Maybe he'll be there today.
What about that big-ass piece of PVC sticking out the side?
side of the hill.
That thing's so far fucking down now. It's...
Yeah, but it was, I feel like it was partially underwater at some point.
It was fully underwater for the longest time.
I wonder if we could cut it.
Take a Sawzall.
Take a Sawzall and cut it, or is that going
to
cause...
No, because we want it, because when the water actually comes back, you got to think it's going to, it's kind of angled down, so it's keeping the water out. We cut it, and that's going to backfill that water to the parking lot.
We're going to have a backflush?
Yeah, backflush to the parking lot. Mm.
Backflush Willie.
Backflush Willie.
I don't even know what he talks about. Hopefully I can snap out of my little bit of my mental funk that I'm in.
Plus, that homeless guy could be fishing back there, too, and taking all our fish out.
That motherfucker.
He could be doing a lot of things, Lummy.
Yeah, that's true.
He could also butt-fuck one of your goats.
I was about to say, he could be jerking off to the goats or jerking them off.
What would you do?
Oh, I'd fucking... He'd be... I'd be joining MS-13.
You wouldn't do shit. I'd join MS-13! We'll see you guys. Appreciate you if you download this. Tell others if you can. Hopefully I can get my mojo back soon. See you later.